Parshas Kisavo begins with Hakaras HaTov, and so will we. We're incredibly grateful to Jonathan, to Michael, to Daniel, to Kenny, for all the many, many hours of organizing that went into this. And it's a pleasure and a privilege to this year not only be hosted, but be co-sponsored, to be shutfim with the Keter Torah. And it's in the Schus of Keter Torah that we have a very special guest with us this evening. We'll have a chance to hear a little bit later tonight, Rav Judah Mishal Shlita. And I want to briefly enumerate some of the many, many families, member families of both shuls, who came together to sponsor tonight. The Blumenfelds, the Brams, the Cones, the Distenfelds, the Dreyfuses, the Fishers, the Glassmans, the Greenspans, the Haglers, the Kahns, the Karasics, the Katzes, the Kirschenbaums, the Lightmans, the Linzers, the Markowitzes, the Mitniks, the Metechins, the Orlinskys, the extended Paul family, the Pfeiffers, the Readers, the Rolniks, the Rubens, the Schechters, the Sklars, the extended Sohn family, the Susses, the Wiedekers, and the Zephrins. And of course, as Rabbi Eitan mentioned, it's Baruch Hashem been close to a decade that we've been doing this together, bringing in, beginning the Slicha season, beginning the Yimei HaRachamim, with that unique fine balance that Eitan and his entire team have the discernment to strike. That fine balance of extraordinary energy together with focus on the gravity and the stakes of the season that begins tonight. The question is, what season exactly are we in? If I told you we're in the post-Tisha B'Av season, you'd probably think that I'm behind the times. And yet, this morning's Haftarah, next Shabbos the Haftarah, Shev D'Nechemta. We're still in the middle of the seven Haftaras of Nechama that apparently follow Tisha B'Av, as though we're still in post-Tisha B'Av mode. And that whole notion that we take off a full 7 weeks from Haftaras that would otherwise focus on the Parshas HaShavua to focus on Nechama, as though the zone of Tisha B'Av, as though in Yana Diyoma of Tisha B'Av extends so long, no other day on the calendar inspires that many weeks of Inyan Diyoma. What does it mean? And what does it mean to even have Nechama for 1 week? We got up from Tisha B'Av, and there was still no Beis HaMikdash. So even 1 week of Nachamu is hard to understand. Perhaps another mystery will help. Something so familiar, we often don't think about. Shulchan Aruch in Tavkuf Pei Gimel tells us, Rosh Hashanah, first night, we come home, we sit down to the Suda. There's an array of simanei Rosh Hashanah, simanim of the brachas for which we're davening for the coming year. Shulchan Aruch quotes several from the Gemara. The Ramah quotes more that are minig Ashkenaz. He says there's a big stress on minim misika, on different sorts of sweet foods. We know that we dip the chal in honey. Ramah also mentions that we dip the tapuach masot bedvash, an apple, in honey. So incredibly familiar, and you have to begin to think about it, what's the apple doing there? The honey we understand, and there's plenty of honey before and after. We already dipped the challah. Why the apple? What has that to do with Rosh Hashanah? And there's a remarkable brief comment to the Vilna Gaon, Al Derech HaKabbalah. The Vilna Gaon at the bottom of Shulchan Aruch says, when Yaakov Avinu comes in to Yitzchak to receive the bracha, Yitzchak responds that he smells something very special. Reach b'ni kerech asal sheberecho Hashem. The smell of my son who just entered the room, like the smell of the field that was blessed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the smell of Gan Eden, just walked in. And the Grub points us to a Targum who interprets this sadeh sheberecho Hashem refers to Gan Eden as the chakal tapuchen. And in this context, Gan Eden is particularly in tune with its description as being an apple orchard, the Chakal Tapuchin Kadishin, the holy apple orchard. That aspect of Gan Eden is part of what Yaakov is walking in with. And the Vilna Gaon says, V'hayib Rosh Hashanah Kayadua. And as we know, there is an opinion in Midrashim that this bracha, this event, this encounter between Yitzchak and Yaakov happened on Rosh Hashanah. In other words, when we think of Rosh Hashanah, what it commemorates, we often think back correctly to Adam HaRishon, to the first Rosh Hashanah in human history. It was the sixth day of Bria. It was the day of the first sin, the day of the first din, and the day of the first punishment. It's the day that Adam and Chava were sent out of Gan Eden. And that's true. But the Gra is telling us that the little apple on the table reminds us that that's only the first half of the story. The second half of the story is Rosh Hashanah is also the day when it was noticed that a tzaddik can come back into Gan Eden as well. That although HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent us out, through the power of our hard-fought good choices, we can make it back in as well. The door is always open. And that's the double commemoration of Rosh Hashanah. Yes, a Yom HaDin, yes, a Yom HaOnish, but also the day that speaks to the promise and potential that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for us to always be able to come back to Gan Eden as well. And that's the apple. And I would suggest that's also the season that we're in. The Shev Dinachemta are not just about post-Tisha B'Av, because if you take a look, most of them are not about Geula. This morning we began to read about Geula. Most of them are very much in Gullus. But Yeshayahu, his primary theme is, yes, we're in Gullus. And yes, we feel distant. And still HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm here, I'm waiting. And I'm accessible to have a relationship with you, even when things aren't yet perfect. There isn't a Beis HaMikdash. We're still struggling with Gullus, national, personal, communal. So many things aren't yet right on so many levels. Yeshayahu's primary message is that's all true, and that at the same time does not mean that the door is closed. Kadosh Baruch Hu is waiting for us to reach out, even right now. Heharim Yamushu, Bahagivaos Timutena. Yeshayahu told us last week, the mountains will move long before HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives up on us. The chasti me'itech lo yamush. My love for you, my connection to you, is never ending. That's part of the meaning of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for us. If we work, we can connect with him no matter what and no matter when. And that's why Shev D'Nechemta aren't just the 7 weeks that follow Tisha B'Av. They're the 7 weeks that bridge us from Tisha B'Av to Rosh Hashanah. Because they're the 7 weeks that increasingly remind us that although we've gone through a lot, and although we may have done a lot of things that we're not proud of, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is open and accessible. If we're willing to take the steps, to do the work, to reach out to him, he is excited for us to do that. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu believes in us, the Kadosh Baruch Hu maintains the openness. That's the message of that apple on the table. That we can come back to Gan Eden over the course of the coming weeks.